Yesterday, I attended the funeral of a young man I baptized a few years ago. He graduated from high school last spring and took his own life last Saturday. His name was Aubrey James Cormier. There are no words that can convey the sorrow of those who knew and loved him. His death reminded me of an experience I had several years ago, shortly after the death of Robin Williams, who, as you recall, also committed suicide, and in the same way as Aubrey. I was wandering through the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City, and my habit when I'm in a large museum is not to try to look at every picture, but to walk into a gallery and go towards the painting that draws my eye. As I stepped into this particular room, I remember I just caught my breath. There on the wall was a portrait of Robin Williams, except it was Christ, dead on the cross. That life-sized fragment of the crucifixion was painted nearly 700 years ago by Pietro di Rimini, but the expression on the face of the dead Christ was timeless and so familiar. Like many people my age, I grew up with Robin Williams. From his days on Mork and Mindy, through his performances in movies like The Fisher King, Dead Poets Society, and Mrs. Doubtfire, he made me laugh and he made me cry. I would know his expressions anywhere, his face, and there it was, the face of the man of sorrows. When I first heard Robin Williams had committed suicide, I didn't want to believe it. It seemed sacrilegious. How could a man who brought so much happiness into the world have been so unhappy himself? Yesterday, I thought the same about my young friend. Perhaps all suicides are a harsh reminder that we never really know what's going on in the heart of another person. As I gazed up at the painting in the Met, I found myself thinking how the person who commits suicide is the ultimate expression of the lost lamb who Jesus, the Good Shepherd, came to find. That is the person who perhaps believes themselves abandoned by God, left to fend for themselves alone in the world. Perhaps above all, that is the person Jesus came to save. In today's gospel, we're at the end of Jesus' visit with Nicodemus, the Pharisee, who came at night to question him. When Jesus tells Nicodemus he must be born of the Spirit, born from above, in order to enter the kingdom of God, Nicodemus asks, "How can these things be?" And Jesus explains that this rebirth can only come as a result of the lifting up of the Son of Man. By this, Jesus means his death on the cross, his resurrection, and his ascension. All of these things together comprise his being lifted up. And for so many through the ages, it's the vision of Christ lifted up on the cross that has had power to heal, to bring people to faith and repentance. Just as the contemplation of the serpent lifted up on the pole by Moses had power to heal the Israelites who had been bitten by serpents. The cross is the ultimate sign of God's love, and it still speaks to the hearts of those who have come to believe they are beyond hope or help. I really love the work of Alistair McGrath, an Anglican theologian. He writes that the cross is a multivalent sign. It doesn't have just one meaning. It has many meanings. And he uses crosses that we see in our ordinary life to explain what he means. He says the cross is like the sign that you see by the side of the road that indicates an intersection ahead. The cross is the place of intersection where the divine meets the human. Tragedy often leads to questions of theodicy. How can we speak well of a God who allows such terrible suffering? The only answer to that question is Christ on the cross. God did not avoid the suffering of the world, but embraced it in order to redeem it. The cross is also a sign of judgment, like a red X on an exam paper. It tells us of failure and falling short. As Jesus says in today's gospel, this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world and people loved darkness rather than light. And the cross is, of course, a sign of love, like the crosses at the bottom of a love letter. And like the cross a voter makes on a ballot, the cross is a sign that calls us to make a decision. Will we vote for darkness or light, for love or for hate, for God or for the accuser who whispers there is no light, no love? Yesterday at the funeral, just as people were finishing taking communion and before the post-communion prayer, the church filled with the sound of Aubrey's mother sobbing. A couple of teenage girls, friends of Aubrey, left their seats to comfort her. Then by twos and threes, other teens left their seats to offer hugs and words of sorrow and love. They formed a line down the center aisle, and at first I was annoyed. I thought, these kids do not know what to do. They are holding up the service. But I was wrong. They knew exactly what to do. They were servants of Christ in that moment, whether they knew it or not. They were the light and love of Jesus in that place, breaking through all the scripted formality to respond to the cry of a human heart. May their example inspire you, for you are called to be the light and love of Christ in this world. You have been born from above in your baptism. You have been given the very Spirit of God. You have a message of love and forgiveness that the world desperately needs. So go forth today, not under your own steam, but in the power of the Spirit, and be quick to reach out, to love, to be kind, to forgive. Amen.